Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
It's 8:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We checked out Odile and Summer Walker with You Stuck, and now Tinashe and Schoolboy Q, adding to that that happiness all around on this Thursday. Now, for the first time in about 7 years, right, Namibia's aviation training curriculum is getting a long overdue upgrade. And it's led, and thanks to a gentleman who is a commercial pilot as well as an instructor who's in studio right now to tell us all about it. Mr. Datenda Chikwada. Am I saying the surname properly, Puta?
Yeah, correctly.
Almost there. Okay. Almost there. Help me with the pronunciation, bit, especially the surname.
Chikwada.
Chikwada. Yeah, oh, okay, Chikwada. Not go up, just normal, just Chikwada.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you so much, Tatenda, for making time for us, but I see that you're famous. You're all over the papers, bro. You know, the whole aviation industry is celebrating you. You are on people's statuses and stuff. Congratulations, my good sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think the importance is about the book spreading out and hoping that it impacts the next generation in a positive.
Well, right. let's talk about you, who you are, Puta. You know what I mean? Who are you, bro? You know what I mean? Let's understand your journey, because I mean, for us to say there's a guide here that you authored and that you processed and that you compiled, we need to understand who you are. That journey. Talk to us about your journey, my man.
My name is Datenda Chikwada, like you correctly said. My aviation journey started in South Africa, where I did my training, did my private pilot license, commercial, and also instructors. I was also blessed to get a job here in Namibia at Namibian Aviation Training Academy, which I joined. And I've been working with Namibian Aviation Training Academy since 2019.
Nice, nice. This is not before COVID even. How long have you been in the business of flying, bro? Like, and don't you guys also contextualize that by hours? I have so many hours. Is that how you say it, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Is correct.
How long have you been in the business of flying, bro?
I've been in the business of flying since 2012, 2013. And I've accumulated over 1,600 hours.
Is it a thing where you keep track of the hours?
Yeah, you have to keep track of the hours. I think the hours are basically what you have, what shows how qualified you are. Because the more hours you have in the air, the more marketable and the more experienced that you are. Because even if you look at, I just recently saw Wilderness is looking for a pilot. They say that they want a certain amount of hours that the pilot should have, because outside of the hours, it's a guarantee for insurance, for them to insure the pilot. They want the pilot to have a certain amount of hours because of the risk of an accident happen will be less.
Okay. How many hours do you need roughly for Boeing or for Airbus?
1,000 hours. You become more marketable 1,000 hours. But these days, it's who you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the market, my man.
Yeah.
That's the market.
But 1,000 hours. Yeah. But you might find someone with less than that getting in, but 1,000 hours and above.
Okay. Well, you know, the aviation industry is quite interesting. A lot of talking points. But let's get back to the Namibian radio telephony manual. I'm not saying that right. Radio telephony manual. Okay,
yes.
For pilots, talk to us about this guide, my good sir. Why the need for one?
So this manual is needed for not just pilots, the people who ground handlers, drone operators, the air traffic controllers, anyone who's going to operate and talk on our airspace or enter our tarmac, they need to get this book and understand how you talk on a radio. You know, if you're to come into our airspace, we're not going to be saying NSK. saying November Sierra Kilo, you know, because we speak in the phonetic alphabet.
Okay, all right.
Book is something that was much needed, because why I thought about writing the book was because of the demand. We're getting more drone pilots. We're getting more commercial pilots. We're getting more ground handlers because we're getting more aviation is growing in Namibia.
Mm.
I mean, recently, Namibian Civil Aviation Authority was voted the best in Africa.
That's incredible.
Last year, we had the Aviadiv convention was hosted here by the Namibian Airports Company. Mm. And since then, there's been an influx of more airlines coming in. I mean, SAA now does from 2 to 3 flights coming in every week. So that just shows you that the increase in aviation in Namibia has been increasing.
Yeah.
But the airspace that we're flying in, it's ours.
Mm.
But the books that we use were tailored for somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
The books that we had were tailored for the old regulations. Our regulation was updated in 2018 and recently got promulgated again in 2024.
Yeah.
Also, our syllabus, the training syllabus, the exams that you need to pass to get a private license, a commercial pilot license, this is one of the subjects that you need to do. And that syllabus changed in 2022, but there was no book that actually covered the Namibian part.
Uh-huh.
And me as an instructor, what I used to do is that I would have different parts of books where I would actually tell the student, read this, don't read that, and I would have printed stuff that you also need to know this.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was a lot of work, bro.
That was a lot of work. It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
With overtime, you obviously have your PowerPoint where, you know, you now just say, okay, you need to write this exam. Mm. Make sure you know this. Don't read this. This was the old law. This is the new law.
Mm.
And that is what made me want to write the book, you know.
In a very dramatic fashion, I think what you did is you decolonized the radio telephony manual for Namibia. That's what you did. You took away the old colonial stuff and you made it ours. And I appreciate that. I stand for that. how long did it take you to compile this guidebook?
Took me a little over 9 months.
Nine months? Oh, yeah. Of course, it is a lot of work. You have to take from different books and you have to look at what's relevant right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nine months, my guy.
9 months. So I had to use the official laws. Mm. So I had to use the Namibian Civil Aviation Regulation.
Of course, yeah.
Also with the ICAO books, the International Civil Aviation Authority documents that are aligned with the specific topics that we cover, because Namibia is governed by the International Civil Aviation Authority. So reading that as well, and also, you know, having an 8 to 5, I really can't call it an 8 to 5 because sometimes we have 6 a.m. flights, sometimes we have night flights.
So Babs, your primary hustle, let's just put it that way.
That's true.
The tender, I'm happy that you mentioned the, you know, drones and drone operators, right? Mm. I mean, I'm in the film industry, and I mean we use drones all the time.
Mm.
I did not know that it gets this technical where you actually have to communicate. Does it fly that high to warrant a communication?
Yeah, so one of the requirements for you to get a drone license is getting the restricted, because there are two types of licenses. A restricted, which is for a lower license, and a general license, which is for a more complex license.
Mm-hmm.
So if in the event that even though you're flying low level, we also have aircrafts that fly low level.
Uh-huh.
And the aircraft has to take off as well. It's going from ground. In the event that we need to communicate, or you need to communicate in the sense of danger, they want to make sure that you are qualified to talk on our radio.
Of course.
Like I said, we don't want you to say NSK. Yeah. We want you to say November Sierra Kilo.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, Tatenda, thank you so much for your time, my good sir. We congratulate you. You know, we celebrate excellence, especially localizing anything of any sorts in any industry. I feel it's extremely important to look at things from a local perspective, and then now in your case, teaching it from a local perspective and from a local environment. From this point onwards, where to now? Does this need to be gazetted by the powers that be, or what else do you need to do now from this point onwards?
I'm just gonna launch the book, and hopefully that all the flight schools or the charter companies will get to know of it and get to read of it, and hopefully impact them in a positive way.
All right.
The aim of the book as well is to, you know, give motivation and inspiration to other people to write books for our airspace that we love so much.
My man, Well, appreciate it. We wish you all the best at Atenda, especially with the launch itself. And again, we celebrate excellence. That's at Atenda. It's the Namibia Radio Telephony Manual that's been launched. That's for pilots, localized even from the old one, like we said, for the first time in 7 years, for that matter. If you missed this conversation, you literally just joined us. Don't worry, the conversation will be up in the next 5 minutes on the website.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.